Two of the biggest summer movies are being released on the same day, July 21st. Barbie, directed by Greta Gerwig, and Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. The release of the movies has gotten a lot of attention on the internet and in social media. Many people are buying tickets to watch both films on the same day, creating the double feature event called Barbenheimer. The word Barbenheimer is a portmanteau, or blend word, of not only the letters of the words, but their meanings as well. There is even some disagreement about how the word should be spelled, Barbieheimer or Barbenheimer, or even Boppenheimer. Studios often target films in different genres for release on the same weekend. Oppenheimer is a serious drama about the man who supervised the development of the atomic bomb. Barbie is a colorful film about a popular line of American toys played by real people. Directors Gerwig and Nolan have enthusiastic fans online. Some people are fans of both. When a new advertisement is shown for one movie, both show a lot of social media interactions. There are even memes and t-shirts made about the release of the two movies on the same day. Paul Dargharabedian is a media expert. He said that the Barbenheimer marketing is good for both movies. You're certainly aware of both movies in a more profound and compelling way, Dargharabedian said of the two movies. Many theaters have already reported ticket sales for the double feature. AMC Theaters reported that 20,000 AMC Stubs members have bought tickets for both movies. That is over 4 hours of movie watching.
The stars say they are planning Barbenheimer days. Margot Robbie plays Barbie. She spoke at the movie's first showing in London. She said people should start and end their day with Barbie, watching Oppenheimer in the middle. It's a perfect double bill. I think, actually, start your day with Barbie, then go straight into Oppenheimer, and then a Barbie. The movie's star said people should watch her film twice. Actor Tom Cruise's movie Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, was released just 1 week before Barbenheimer. He said that he plans to see both films on opening day, probably starting with Oppenheimer. Issa Rae is one of the actresses in Barbie. At the London premiere, she said, "There is a reason for people wanting to end their day with Barbie. I think that there's a very specific order that you should see them in," Ray said. Some people in Hollywood think that the July 21st date for the opening of both films is not by chance. Many wonder if Warner Brothers Studios wanted Barbie to open the same weekend as Oppenheimer because Nolan had opened other films like Inception and Dunkirk through Warner Brothers. Nolan left the studio because of a decision to send a year's worth of movies to streaming services. Nolan then made Oppenheimer with Universal Studios.
There is an unspoken rule in Hollywood. Never publicly say bad things about another studio's movie. This idea is connected to a belief that supporting one movie is good for other movies. If a person goes to one movie and sees advertisements for another, it might create more interest and help the whole industry. Cruise knew that his Mission Impossible would no longer be shown on the huge IMAX screens at some theaters when Oppenheimer is released. But Cruise posted photos of himself and director Christopher McQuarrie in front of advertisements for competing movies, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Barbie, and Oppenheimer. Cruise posted the photos on his social media account, saying, "This summer is full of amazing movies to see in theaters. These are just a few that we can't wait to see on the big screen." Derek Garabedian said, "Not only is Tom Cruise the biggest box office star in the world, but he's also an incredible ambassador for the movie theater, for the movie theater experience, and boosting other movies." He added that the friendly environment created by competition in Hollywood was a good thing.
The actors, directors, and official social media accounts of all the movies have been very supportive of one another. Cillian Murphy plays Robert Oppenheimer. He told the Associated Press at the movie's London showing that, of course, he would watch Barbie. But everyone still enjoys a number one debut. Both Barbie and Oppenheimer reportedly cost $100 million to make, not including millions of dollars spent on marketing. The Barbie opening weekend could make over $90 million in North America only, while Oppenheimer is expected to make $40 million on its first weekend. But Oppenheimer may have a longer life into awards season. There is a lot of pressure on Barbenheimer to increase revenues for underperforming summer movies. And other issues, like the writer's strike, which actors recently joined, are on people's minds. For example, the actors of Oppenheimer walked out of their movie's first showing in London as the actor's strike was announced. I'm Dan Friedel.
And I'm Faith Perlow.